New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has announced a plan to teach thousands of primary school children an Asian language. Mr. Baird plans to introduce Mandarin and Japanese lessons to kindergarten kids before rolling them out to all primary school children in New South Wales. The Baird government's plans aims to prepare the younger generation for the growing influence of Asian regions in Australia. Melissa Gould-Drakeley from the Modern Language Teachers Association is on the line. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right. You must be celebrating this.
Oh, well, I think it's always a great initiative when we've got languages being offered in our schools.
Yes, and when the move from the Premier here to focus on Mandarin and Japanese, it's just a case of that's probably what the demand is going to be in the years going forward.
Look, I think that if you're looking at things from an economic sort of transactional point of view, you know, Asian languages are definitely on the cards. But I always come from the position that really it's any language is important for our students to learn, because I think sometimes we get caught up on, you know, which language is politically popular, and we sometimes get too wrapped up into the content of a specific language. But I would advocate, even though I'm an Indonesian teacher, I would advocate that any language, you know, is important and a priority for our students.
Okay.
So they can, you know, enhance their intellectual growth, and language is a link to sort of literacy development. But more importantly, kids can really develop an intercultural understanding, so they can be empathetic with people from other cultures. That's really critical.
All right. It also opens up a whole list of opportunities as well after school if you're able to get out there and work. I know of one young bloke who his father made him learn Japanese at a very early age, and sure enough, he's had a terrific work life as a teenager, and then in his early 20s in Japan working as a corporate interpreter. And
I think it really gives our students the edge, you know, if they've learned a language and they can see things from different perspectives. And I think it makes you more flexible and adaptable, and you're prepared to sort of see things from different perspectives. You can take different academic risks, and certainly learning it at primary. I mean, kids are just absolute sponges, and they are amazing in what they can learn. And I think sometimes we think, oh, you have to learn one language before you can master another.
Mm.
And yet that's really not true. You look at kids, especially even in Asian countries and in Europe, and you know, they can speak two or three languages before they're even, you know, at high school.
All right. Can you wish everyone a nice weekend in Indonesian for me?
Sorry?
Can you wish everyone a happy weekend in Indonesian, please?
Oh, of course. Saya berharap bahwa semuanya bersenang-senang pada akhir minggu.
Sounds good to me. I've got it. I got it 100%. Melissa, have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. See you later.
No worries. Melissa Gould-Drakeley from Modern Language Teachers Association. Righto, kids, time to show off. 131873. What language can you speak apart from English? Or mums and dads out there, tell me what the kids have learned at school. Mary, hello.
Hi, Ben.
You're going to say happy weekend in what language?
My daughter wants to say happy weekend in Arabic.
Perfect. What's your daughter's name?
Monica.
Monica. Righto, how old's Monica?
She's 11.
Can you throw Monica on?
Yep, she's on.
All right. Monica, hello, sweetheart.
I listen to your show every day. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you, Monica. You're 11 years of age.
Yep.
We love that. Why aren't you here at Lidcombe this afternoon?
I'm on my way home from school.
Oh, well, that's a fair excuse. You can't chuck a sickie just to come out to our outside broadcast. Now, listen, can you say happy weekend in Arabic for us to everyone in Sydney and Australia at the moment?
I sure can.
Go for it. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Have a good weekend.
You too.
There's Monica.